For centuries, men have been plotting to bring about a new world order. From seemingly diverse backgrounds, religions, cultures, and even politics, they come together behind the scenes to enact their plan. It was predicted many years ago and has been ongoing. Along the way, thousands have built vast fortunes, families become entrenched as the power brokers, and authority placed into the hands of a few. Throughout time, they have followed a cleverly laid out plan that was written down in code, cipher, and symbolism thousands of years ago. In this book, we will examine their special language in order to uncover the truth. From the special names to the special numbers, a secret lies hidden and waiting. We will reveal the significance of the number of the beast, 666. We will see the truth behind their religious symbols, such as the cross and tree, and through these see the beast for what it truly is. We will know the one that shall follow, the one they call the Antichrist, and we shall be amazed. Never in the history of mankind, until now, was it possible to deliver this beast upon the earth. The new world order is ready, and its new Messiah about to be revealed. One of the greatest works of symbolism on every level is the Bible. To the scholar who knows the alternative meanings of some of the apocalyptic texts, it has been obvious for a long time that there is truth hidden away. But there are so many hidden layers that any number of meanings are possible, and we must remember that lies are also hidden in code. We must be careful not to read too much into texts, as we could be in danger of perceiving them in the light of our own modern society. Modern-day evangelists use the biblical book of Revelation as proof of the Lord's imminent return. They point to hidden meanings regarding nuclear war and Middle Eastern dictators as if they had had some kind of divine revelation themselves. The truth is, as any historian will tell you, that every generation since the writing of Revelation has claimed the end is very close. That is partly the point of the gospel, misinterpreted completely, as usual. All of these false interpretations make it more difficult to break the code down into facts. We shall begin by taking a look at our origins. The origin of life has always been a fundamental part of religion. The Age of Enlightenment of Darwin and his contemporaries drastically altered the religious outlook of the world. If we look at the truth behind the origin of mankind, we will see that Darwin was only discovering what was already known. That this Age of Enlightenment was planned, it had to happen for the
Sample complete. Ready to continue?